Harper Bliss, author of Lesbian Fiction, and I'm her missus. Thank you for listening to our podcast where we try to talk about our journey in writing and publishing.
But we usually get sidetracked by television or our cat.
Meow.
Welcome to Harper Bliss and her missus. Hello everyone, this is episode 19 of
Harper Bliss
and her missus.
We're recording this on Monday, the 12th of November, 2018. And what was yesterday?
The 11th of November.
Yes.
And it was the anniversary of our relationship.
Oh no, it was the armistice.
Well, that too. Which, I mean, a big deal. But also a big deal, the fact that we have been together for how long?
18 years.
Yes.
An adult.
A voting adult. I mean, that is pretty unbelievable.
It is. 18 years is such a long time. It doesn't feel like 18 years.
No, no. But it's still a very long time.
I know. How is it possible that you're still with me?
Yeah, I don't know.
Sometimes it looks like, you know, it wouldn't be the case anymore.
What do you mean?
Like some days, I don't know, I think today you're a bit tired and stuff, and I think, oh God, she looks like she would rather not be here anymore. Maybe this is the wrong time to bring this up.
Yeah, maybe the podcast is not the good forum to discuss this, but no, I mean, I don't feel like that.
Okay, that's good.
I'm just tired.
Yeah, I know, I can tell you're tired. I have to bring the energy.
I don't know, I woke up in the middle of the night and, you know, I don't know.
And we need to sleep in separate beds.
Yes, I think I might try that tonight.
We bought this beautiful new bed. You haven't even tried it yet.
I will tonight. Maybe in the next podcast. I'll, you know, report
we will
back.
Slept separately for an entire week.
Well, no, because, I mean, we can already get this out of the way, but there won't be a podcast next week.
No, we're going to Iceland to freeze our tits off.
Yes, so we will most probably not be recording a podcast.
Well, I think we can say surely, because, I mean, we're not going to take the mic.
No.
And also it might freeze to death. And no. You're not going to be editing a podcast while we're in Iceland.
No.
I mean, what we will do, I don't know, because it gets dark at 4 p.m.
Well, we have Travel Scrabble.
Yeah.
And also this other game that we haven't played yet.
Exploding Kittens.
Yes. I don't know if it's any good. If anybody's played this before, this game called Exploding Kittens, please report back.
I hope our travel companions like games.
Well, they seemed pretty excited about the Exploding Kittens game.
Because they don't know what it is, because the title sounds exciting.
It does.
But some people don't like games, which I don't understand. I mean, what's the alternative? Being bored?
Yeah, I'm sure they will enjoy
conversation.
Playing games. I'm sure we will be able to entertain ourselves with that. And otherwise, we will talk about all the beautiful landscapes we will see. Except the weather forecast is for rain the whole week, so that's going to be fun. But
honey, such negativity. No.
Okay, no.
None of that.
It's going to be... There are going to be clear skies at least
night. But... Anyway, we'll see.
Yes.
You cannot control the weather. We know this. We live in Belgium.
Yes. So anyway, to cut a long story short, no podcast next week and we'll be back in 2 weeks. But to come back to this podcast, do we have anything to report about the past week?
Well, yeah, we were going to report back about our personal training session.
Yes.
Which was very anticlimactic for me. Yeah, I was so nervous because once in my life, because, you know, I have belonged to many, many a gym in my long life. And every time you join a gym, they give you this free personal training session, you know, to try and sell you some more. And one of the gyms I belong to in Hong Kong, the personal trainer I had just completely humiliated me for an entire hour. And I think, I mean, sure, I was out of shape, but she went about it in completely the wrong way. And since then, I've had it was a traumatic experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had such a dislike for personal trainers, but it was a very personal thing. She was just
mean.
She is so mean.
Well, this one was completely different because it wasn't so much a personal training session as a more an evaluation of, you know, where you were and just trying out different exercises.
She didn't even weigh us.
No, she asked, you know, how much do you weigh? So it's easy
and
to...
I said, I'm gonna...
it was easy to lowball that figure if you wanted to. Anyway, it was more about, you know, asking what you like to do and... making up a first kind of training program to be reevaluated in a month and see, you know, if you enjoy it and if you want to change things and that kind of stuff. So it was actually pretty gentle and, you know, it wasn't judgmental, at least not openly. She was probably thinking, oh man, look at these.
No, because it's not that kind of club at all. I mean, when we went the last time, there was this aqua spin class going on and the average age was, you know,
65?
Well above mine. It's really not the kind of club where people come to, like, you know,
bodybuilders and
mince around showing off their muscles. It's really not like that at all. So that's why, you know, I like to work out with pensioners. That's more my group.
So we went to the gym 3 times last week.
We did.
So no, it's not bad at all.
No, that was a very good start. Let's try and do it again this week.
Yes, and they make it actually quite pleasant because you think, oh, I'm never going to go, I don't enjoy working out on like a treadmill or a bike on my own. I mean, I'd prefer a group class, but then they, you know...
They have Netflix!
They have Netflix on the machines, first thing. But then when this personal trainer made the program that you're supposed to follow, you get this key assigned to you that you can plug into the machine and it immediately, you know, gives you what you should be doing, like, you know, 20 minutes of walking at different speeds or different inclines, and you can then mark it as done, and it also has which, you know, muscle exercises you have to do, and then you can mark them as done, and it gives you a lot of satisfaction, and also you don't have to mess around with the machine programming it. If you want to do like a, you know, something with different settings, it's already in your key.
And it has Netflix.
And it has your Netflix login things in the key as well, so that you can not forget to log out from the machine if you... Anyway, great.
I have to say that the program that she made, it was really rough.
Mm-hmm.
We did it on Friday. We went back to the gym because our personal training was on Wednesday. We went on Friday and said, oh, let's do this, and then we couldn't move anymore. We had to go to bed at 9.
Yes,
even you, because I would go to bed at 9 of a Friday every week, but you wouldn't. And yeah, I basically had to carry you up the stairs, but I couldn't because I was sore all over.
Yeah, it was pretty exhausting, but I'm sure we will get used to it and won't be as exhausting anymore after a while.
Yeah, but I had a personal gym in our previous apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I had one machine, a cross trainer, which compared to the cross trainer in our new gym, might as well have come from the 80s or the 70s. And then, you know, I had to build my own workout, but I would never ever do what this personal trainer made me do. It was so hard.
Yes, well,
and then but it said in the and then it said they gave you your performance, they give it like a level, and it was so low. I said, how can this be low? It feels so hard. So
yeah, but it was only the first time.
Yeah,
so it'll get better and better.
Yeah,
so still happy about joining the gym after 1 week. We'll see how it goes.
Take a week off next week.
Yes. So, but we've already been 4 of the 12 times we have to go before we can cancel.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yes, that's good. Okay. So maybe some book news.
Yes.
Well, podcast usually goes out on Wednesdays. And when you hear this, my new book might be out. Finally, a new book by Harper Bliss.
Yes, because we are about to upload it either still today or first thing tomorrow morning. So yeah, by the time you hear this podcast,
well, either way, it comes out, the release date is Thursday.
Yes,
so
it'll be out,
it'll be online on Wednesday,
barring any Amazon complications. Yes, which one cannot discount these days. No, because they are doing all kinds of stuff, and it is stressing me out today as well as many other authors.
I've been getting some emails from people.
Apparently some books are not available. Some Kindle books are not available for purchase for some people. And at first, it was widely thought that it was for people who were outside the US who were trying to view the books on the Amazon.com store. But now I asked some readers on Facebook, and most of them can see the books and could buy the books. But one person in the US, she sent me a screenshot, and all the Kindle books are showing as not available for purchase.
Oh no, my empire!
So
my
empire is
crumbling.
So it is not only an issue of not being in the US or being in the US. So yeah, I don't know what it is. Hopefully, it'll be resolved soon. But apparently, it's something very widespread, and a lot of people are having the issue.
It's just Amazon trying new things. They try new things all the time.
I know, but it's a bit
personally
worrying.
I don't. But you know why I don't worry about this shit anymore?
Because
I'm no longer on social media.
Well, okay, that's true. But I was worried not only on social media, but by clicking on a book, on going on one of your book pages and seeing this title is not available for purchase.
I know, I saw that as well. But then I checked the regular top 100 on the Kindle store, and there were like 80% of the books were not available, so I knew it was not an issue with my books. It's just something Amazon is doing. We don't know why, but they'll fix it.
I hope so.
Otherwise, they're not selling any books.
Yes, well, let's hope so.
Yeah, but this is just one of these things where you should really not spend too much energy worrying about.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I will try and stop worrying about it.
I don't know, but before we started the podcast, I said that I thought of something that I can talk about, but I couldn't remember. But now I remember.
Yes, what
is
it?
It's been 6 months since I quit social media.
Because
I quit early May.
Oh, yeah. That's 6 months ago.
Yeah, 6 months have flown by.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't miss social media, but I cannot sit here and in all honesty claim that I've been more productive. I don't know, but it's also because it's been a bit of a weird 6 months, you know, like the summer was hot and then we moved house, and so it was always something. But I think, you know, if you have a dramatic personality, you always have drama in your life, whether you're on social media or not. So for me, it's good to not be on, because then I would have had even more drama.
Yeah, that's true.
But I haven't missed it one bit.
And if there's anything, you know, vitally important, I will show it to you.
Yeah.
You know, like an Instagram of a llama getting into a taxi.
Yeah.
That was really funny. I saw that this week or last week.
Yeah. My only issue is, I encourage people to email me more, and I just cannot get through my emails.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems so impossible to get through them.
It's the price of fame popularity.
Yeah, well, that that's not what I meant. But I
no,
just,
but it's the
because
it,
when
that's
you
what
when
it
you
is.
Post something on Facebook, you know, you broadcast and. You know, it's much easier to react on a comment, to comment on a comment, but sending an email, it takes more time. And apparently I've not found that time. I've not been able to recuperate it from time less spent on social media.
Well, as you said, it was a very weird 6 months. Maybe the next 6 months will be better. We'll see.
I highly doubt it, but we'll see. But I want to get through my email before we go to Iceland.
Well, you have 6 days. We leave on Sunday morning.
I know.
Chop, chop.
I said you were going to help me.
Yes, well, today I really don't have time.
No, I know, but then you have to pretend to be me. I shouldn't say this on the podcast.
No. You always answer all your emails yourself.
I do, actually, and I reply to every single one, but mm-hmm. You know, it takes some time.
So, and something else that happened in the last week is we went to see Kylie Minogue in concert.
Ah, yes.
You didn't put it in your list of topics to discuss.
No,
but yeah.
I didn't even remember. But yes, that was quite a gay party.
Yes.
It was funny because we were seated. Well,
we were in a seated section.
Yeah. And
because we're old
us.
And we cannot stand up for 3 hours for a concert.
Goodness, no. And we were surrounded by gays, but it was like stacked seats, so we could see what the gays in front of us were doing on their phone, and they were all on Grindr. And their Grindr was probably going nuts because all the gays were at the Kylie concert.
Yeah.
And then, because I don't use social media, And so I'm not on Facebook. I don't use my phone. I probably didn't even bring it. But during the concert, like this guy sitting next to me, he was on his phone the entire time filming the thing instead of watching the bloody concert.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, even though they broadcast these messages before, you know, the use of phones and cameras is not allowed during the performance, and please switch off your phone. But I mean, it's not like it gets enforced at all, because the moment, you know, the moment there was a hint of Kylie coming onto the stage to start the show, you know, half the people held up their phones and started filming, and during the whole concert.
But why film it? Because it's going to be such bad quality. Because, I mean, it's not like we were right in front of the stage.
No.
The sound will not have been good. Oh, we'll have had a lot of sound of me singing along.
will have ruined their video for sure.
Yes, singing on tape. But I just don't understand. But that makes me feel really old. But this guy was my age. Yeah.
Yeah. I have to say, I was impressed by the image quality of one of the phones of one of the people sitting right in front of us, because I could see he was filming, and I don't know which phone it was, but he was zoomed in, because, you know, we were quite far, so he zoomed in quite tightly onto the stage, and it was really clear and sharp.
Oh,
and
really?
It's much better than on mine.
That's because you don't have portrait mode.
Well, no, I do have portrait mode, but portrait mode doesn't. It wasn't an iPhone. It was something else.
Been the Huawei.
Yeah,
Huawei.
It was something with a very good camera. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they spent most of the time. No, but there was this row of, I think, six guys sitting in front of us. One of them was very enthusiastic. No, two of them were very enthusiastic about the concert. One of them filming a lot of stuff, and his camera was really good. But then next to them, two other guys who didn't seem bothered. I mean, they were following along, but they were on Facebook a lot. And then on the other side, there was one guy who clearly had, you know, did not want to be there, or hated Kylie, or I don't know what, but he was sitting there sulking the whole concert.
It's unbelievable.
Well, and it was not a cheap ticket to
go. He should have stayed home.
Yeah.
And he could have sold his ticket, because it was sold out.
Yeah, it was sold out. He could have made money on it, but he was sitting and he was just sulking and pouting and grumping. And one of them, they needed more drinks, and it was one of the two guys who were really enjoying it who had to go get the drinks instead of sending the grumpy ones to go get the drinks.
You know, gays have their period as well.
Yeah, that's true. Like, well, that one was clearly having a really bad period. So.
But I have one thing to say about the concert.
What?
Especially for you. That was the highlight of my year.
And
because the audience had to sing the Jason Donovan part.
And that's the part.
And that's my part. Because in Hong Kong, we all had nicknames for each other. And my nickname was Jason.
I did record a little bit of that. If any listener is interested in seeing a little bit of Kylie Minogue in duet with Harper Bliss in very, very tight close-up, you can always contact me, you know, info@mylesfic.com, and I might consider sending it to you.
But not just like that. They can't just get it.
Or you can bribe me. I don't know. We can discuss. We can negotiate a price.
But as I said, because, you know, I love to sing, but I can't sing. But also I said, well, I could never have a career in performance because I could never remember the lyrics. I don't understand how they remember the lyrics to all the songs.
But it's their job, and, you know, it's their job, though, so they know. You can
even
do things.
Especially for you, which I've sang like a million times, I cannot remember.
Oh, well, good thing you're not a professional singer then.
No, I wish I was.
Yeah, but Kylie was great. I mean, she seems so nice, and
she's very lovely.
And she's actually a much better singer than she gets credit for.
And also, like, for us, because when Kylie first came on the scene, we were in our early teens, I think.
Yeah.
Like, for us, it was, and she sang songs from
her whole career.
Her entire career, so it was like our lives in songs.
It was really good because it's a tour for her new album, Golden, which came out, you know, a few months ago, I think. But she did manage to keep it interesting for people who hadn't heard the new CD because she always alternated a new song with an old or a couple of old songs. So, and she has so many hits, which don't really realize
so
until you hear them all played to you.
Actually, she has a lot of good songs.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to say, oh, Kylie, but honestly, she has so many good songs.
We had a great time.
Oh,
it was a great.
I think that's my favorite.
you wish? I have come to really like Confide in Me. And I like the, it was a really rocky version of it, and I really like that.
I like the version of Slow.
Yes.
Slow.
Yeah, that's, it's very good as well. And Spinning Around, because that's a song from, you know, the early days of our relationship.
From the year 2000.
From the year 2000, yes. So.
Before we were together.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. Anyway, so we had a great time at Kylie.
Yeah, we did. And it was also nice that, you know, now that we live in Brussels, it's like, it was a 10-minute tram ride to get there.
We just hop on the tram around the corner from our house, and we get up around the corner from the concert venue, and it's 10 minutes. And,
that is really great. Living in the city.
Yes, it has its perks, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay, I think we have been ranting on a little bit long, so we can maybe just mention that we've been binge-watching 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Which we, you know, we bought the whole series on iTunes, and it's still as funny.
It's really good because honestly, there are not a lot of funny sitcoms anymore. And I mean, who doesn't like a good laugh? I really do enjoy that, but yes.
It's hard to find a good sitcom these days.
For me, at the moment, there are none that I enjoy. Zero. Isn't that sad?
It is sad, but maybe it's more due to your bitter personality.
No, but I just don't think they are funny. I know you watch a few, like, what's it called, The Good Place?
I enjoy The Good Place a lot, and also Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Yeah. I think they're really funny. But
they're too American, and of course 30 Rock is American, but Tina Fey is just so funny.
Yes, so 30 Rock, we're already in season 6, so we're basically almost done.
Well, we've been watching it a while. Huh?
Yes, but yeah, we don't have that many to go. Anyway, I think maybe we should wrap it up for today.
Okay, so you will hear us again in 2 weeks. If we don't freeze to death.
If we don't freeze to death or fall down a waterfall or a volcano in Iceland.
Or explode like kittens.
Yes. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Harper Bliss and Her Misses. You can find all the episodes and show notes at harperblissandhermisses.com. We also have a favor to ask. If you could rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to it, that would help other people find us.
Thank you.